Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
Alas to aha. Oh no! 2 Kings chapter 6, verses 5 and 15. The words, oh no, are actually a single word in the Hebrew language, aha, that has been transliterated into English as aha. But I think the old English translation is better in this context, alas. Alas is usually a painful realization of the situation, not a cry of enlightened discovery. Here are the other times that this Hebrew/English word for alas is used. Joshua said it after his army was defeated at Ai. Gideon said it after realizing he had been face to face with God. Jephthah cried it out after he knew that his daughter would have to be sacrificed. King Joram uttered this when he realized his troops and animals had no water in the desert. Jeremiah said this to God after he was called to be a prophet and after he was asked by God to speak countercultural words. He actually said, alas, 4 times. Ezekiel also cried out, alas, 4 times when God asked him to do or to watch difficult things. Joel cried it out when he saw the day of the Lord quickly approaching. In all of these, alas, painful moments, these men were at their wits' end, at the end of their own abilities. They couldn't do anything to help themselves. In all of these, alas, moments, they came to just one important realization. Only Yahweh can help me. That realization is truly the aha of an enlightened discovery. Calling on God turns painful, alas, moments into a God-glorifying aha moment. God alone can provide where no one else can. Don't despair in the alas times, but cry it out loud to the only one who can help you, and then watch to see how he alone will turn your situation into a defining, God-glorifying aha testimony.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out craigtowens.com.